Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav says major transformation has taken place in rail connectivity between Jammu and Srinagar. Flags off Vande Bharat train with 20 coaches. Online gaming rules 2026 to be effective from tomorrow. BrahMos Aerospace revenue crosses 5,200 crore rupees for year 2025-26. Election Commission introduces QR code-based photo identity card system to restrict unauthorized entry in counting centers. India Post Payments Bank launches self-help group savings account for advancing financial inclusion and empowering women in rural areas. And an IPL cricket match between Royal Challengers Bengaluru and Gujarat Titans underway at Ahmedabad. And now the news in detail. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that a major transformation has taken place in rail connectivity with the operationalization of the rail link between Jammu and Srinagar. Addressing the gathering after flagging off the extended Srinagar-Jammu Vande Bharat Express service from Jammu Tawi Railway Station today, Mr. Vaishnav said that it will benefit passengers from all over the country by providing access by railways to the hilly region of Jammu and Kashmir. He said, keeping in view the rising passenger demand, the number of coaches in this train has been increased from 8 to 20.
Today, the train service between Jammu and Kashmir has been upgraded. The Vande Bharat service, which was inaugurated last year by the Honorable Prime Minister, has now been expanded from an 8-coach train to a 20-coach train. The service that earlier operated from Katra to Srinagar has been extended and will now start from Jammu. This will be a major benefit for all the people of Jammu and Kashmir. Since the inauguration of the railway line, the people of the valley have experienced significant benefits.
Speaking on the occasion, Union Minister of State and PMO, Dr. Jitendra Singh said, the introduction of this direct train service to Jammu and Kashmir is said to significantly enhance ease of travel, improve logistics efficiency, and promote ease of doing business across the region.
In Jammu and Kashmir, the work of laying the railway network is progressing at the same pace as in the other states of the country. The train will not only improve transportation facilities, but also support industrial development and will also make the movement of defense personnel easier and more efficient. I am confident that once the Vande Bharat starts running between Jammu and Srinagar, the number of tourists will increase and the film industry will once again turn its attention towards this region.
The regular services of Srinagar-Jammu Vande Bharat Express will begin from Saturday. The first service will depart from Jammu Tawi at 6:20 in the morning and will halt at Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Katra, Riyasi and Banihal stations. The train is scheduled to reach Srinagar at 11:10 a.m. after completing the journey in around 4 hours 50 minutes. On its return journey, the train will leave Srinagar at 2 in the afternoon and arrive at Jammu Tawi at 6:50 p.m. on the same day. Union Home Minister Amit Shah arrived in Leh today to attend the first ever international exposition of the holy relics of Lord Buddha, starting from tomorrow. Mr. Shah was received by Ladakh Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena and the Kushok Bakula Rinpoche Airport in Leh. The sacred exposition of the holy relics of Lord Buddha is being organized in Ladakh from tomorrow till the 14th of next month.
During his two-day visit, Home Minister Amit Shah will pay respect to the sacred relics of Lord Buddha on the occasion of Buddha Purnima tomorrow. The relics of Buddha are held as deeply sacred by people across the world. The sacred expositions of these relics are held in various countries from time to time. These holy relics have been taken to Mongolia, Thailand, Russia and Vietnam in the recent past. The sacred exposition of the holy relics in Ladakh will offer a powerful moment of spiritual reflection. Such expositions reaffirms the Buddha's timeless message of compassion, wisdom and hope more than 2,500 years after his teachings began. The Home Minister will also inaugurate multiple dairy infrastructure projects at the Central Institute of Buddhist Studies. Akshit Vaidyan for Akashwani News from Leh.
The government has notified the promotion and regulation of online gaming rules 2026, which will come into force from tomorrow, marking a significant step in regulating India's rapidly expanding online gaming sector. The rules operationalize the provisions of the Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Act 2025, aimed at ensuring user safety while promoting innovation and growth in the industry. More from our correspondent.
The rules establish the Online Gaming Authority of India as a unified regulator under the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology. The authority will classify online games, oversee compliance, address user grievances, and coordinate enforcement with financial institutions and law enforcement agencies. The rules also introduce a registration system for certain categories of games, along with mandatory user safety measures like age verification, time limits, and parental controls. A two-tier grievance redressal system has been put in place, enabling users to approach the authority and further appeal before the appellate authority. Penalty proceedings will be conducted digitally and are to be resolved within a stipulated time frame. The rules aim to create a safe, transparent, and accountable digital gaming ecosystem. The framework is expected to boost the creative economy, generate employment, and position India as a global leader in responsible gaming regulation while safeguarding users from financial and social risks associated with online money gaming. With Ishani, Suparna Sekia, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Defence Research and Development Organisation today highlighted that BrahMos Aerospace revenue has crossed 5,200 crore rupees for the year 2025-26. In a social media post, DRDO said that the new Lucknow facility has started rolling out the first batch of missiles within a year of commencing operations. It also said that BrahMos Aerospace is also steadily growing its footprint in the world market, with two export orders worth 4,000 crore rupees signed in 2025-26. The government has reassured that fertilizer availability in the country remains sufficient, with supplies continuing to exceed requirements for the Kharif 2026 season. Addressing an interministerial briefing in New Delhi today, Additional Secretary in the Department of Fertilizers, Aparna Sharma, said that the domestic production of fertilizers has reached 62.37 LMT, while imports stand at about 15.39 LMT, taking total availability to around 78 LMT during the current period.
Fertilizer availability remains robust as ever, and the supplies continue to exceed the requirement. For Kharif 2026, the total domestic production of various fertilizer has been 62.37 LMT, and about 15.39 LMT of imports have reached our shores. So approximately 78 LMT of fertilizer has been added to the availability in the crisis situation.
Joint Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said that there is uninterrupted supply of LPG, petrol and diesel across the country. She stated that domestic LPG supply is fully assured and no distributor is facing any dry outs. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AI News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in. and download the News On Air app. Welcome back. You're listening to News at 9. The Election Commission, or EC, has introduced a QR code-based photo identity card system through its ECI Net platform to eliminate the possibility of any unauthorized person from entering the counting centres. The poll body has said that the initiative will come into effect from the 4th of next month during the counting of votes for assembly polls in Assam, Kerala, Tamil Nadu, West Bengal and Puducherry, along with by-elections in 7 assembly constituencies across 5 states. According to the Commission, the QR code-based verification will be a crucial layer in a newly implemented 3-tier security system. It added that the first and second levels identity cards issued by the returning officer will be checked manually. India Post Payments Bank, IPPB, today announced the launch of its self-help group or SHG savings account, a dedicated service aimed at advancing financial inclusion and empowering women-led SHGs across rural India. The Ministry of Communication said that the account will provide a simple, accessible and zero-cost banking solution that aligns with national priorities of inclusive growth and sustainable livelihoods. Its features include no minimum initial deposit requirement, no monthly average balance requirement, maximum balance limit of 2 lakh rupees, no account closure charges, and no QR card issuance charges. In a milestone event, Mizoram Chief Minister Lal Duhoma today declared the state a bastion of peace as the last remaining ethnic insurgent group, the Mar People's Convention Democratic or HPCD faction, led by Lal Mingthanga Sanathe, formally laid down their arms. Although it remained dormant for several years, the faction was considered the last surviving insurgent group in the state, indulging in sporadic frivolous criminal activities at irregular intervals. The Ministry of Minority Affairs today said it is committed to making Hajj accessible and affordable for every Indian Muslim. The ministry said this in a social media post as concerns arose in several media platforms regarding increase in Hajj airfare. It clarified that airlines had demanded $300 to $400 due to rising fuel costs amid the West Asia crisis. However, the ministry capped it to $100 per pilgrim, saving $200 to $300. It pointed out that the government has absorbed pressure and is protecting pilgrims from a far larger burden. The process was transparent and lawful, ensuring Hajj 2026 operations are not disrupted for over a lakh registered pilgrims. Kailash Mansarovar Yatra, organized by the Ministry of External Affairs in coordination with the government of China, is set to take place during June to August this year. 10 batches, each consisting of 50 Yatris, are scheduled to travel through Uttarakhand, crossing over at Lipu Lake Pass. Another 10 batches, each consisting of 50 Yatris, will travel through Sikkim, crossing over at Nathula Pass. The External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that the website kmy.gov.in has been opened for acceptance of applications. Meanwhile, the Adi Kailash Yatra is said to commence from tomorrow in Uttarakhand. The Pitharagarh District Administration has completed all preparations for the smooth conduct of the pilgrimage. Inner line permits have already been issued and registered devotees will undertake the journey as per the scheduled program. District Magistrate Ashit Bhadgayan said that all concerned departments and agencies are on alert to ensure the safety and convenience of the pilgrims. He said that all necessary arrangements have been made along the Yatra route. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today discussed a wide range of regional and global issues, including the current situation in West Asia, with his Italian counterpart Guido Crosetto in New Delhi. In a social media post, the Defence Minister said that they also discussed the avenues to further develop mutually beneficial defence industrial cooperation under India's Atmanirbhar Bharat programme and Italy's Defence Cooperation Initiative. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky today demanded the details of Russia's proposal for a short-term ceasefire, referring to a telephonic conversation between US President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin yesterday. Mr. Zelensky said that Ukraine wishes for a long ceasefire. Meanwhile, the Kremlin said President Putin will decide the dates and timings of a proposed ceasefire with Ukraine around Victory Day on May 9. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall over the northeastern region for the next 3 to 4 days. IMD said Odisha and South Interior Karnataka are also expected to experience thunder squall conditions tomorrow. The weather agency has forecast heatwave conditions over Vidarbha tomorrow. And in IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru were 155 for 9 in 19 overs against Gujarat Titans at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad when reports last came in. Gujarat Titans won the toss and opted to bowl. Last night, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Mumbai Indians by 6 wickets in Mumbai. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav says major transformation has taken place in rail connectivity between Jammu and Srinagar. Flags off Vande Bharat train with 20 coaches. Online gaming rules 2026 to be effective from tomorrow. BrahMos Aerospace revenue crosses 5,200 crore rupees for year 2025-26. Election Commission introduces QR code-based photo identity card system to restrict unauthorized entry in counting centers. India Post Payments Bank launches self-help group savings account for advancing financial inclusion and empowering women in rural areas. And an IPL cricket match between Royal Challengers Bengaluru and Gujarat Titans underway at Ahmedabad. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on Air app. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.